Doctor's Kitchen. Recipes, health, lifestyle. Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast is all about toxic load. On episode 104, Professor Robert Thomas and I have a frank conversation about household toxins, cancer risk, and diet. I love chatting with Robert, and I frequently recommend his books on diet and cancer, plus his latest book, How to Live, which is a firm favorite of mine. If you want to listen to the full episodes, just type in Professor Robert Thomas and Doctor's Kitchen, and it will come up either on the Doctor's Kitchen website or your favorite podcast player.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How much do you think we need to be wary of what we put in our skin, what we wash ourselves with, and the other products that we use in our household? I mean, it's probably become even more important considering the last year where we spent most of the time in our houses.
Yeah. There's a lot of time. There's some very good data on this. And I think I quote one in the study where if you looked at, say, a shampoo or something which has got some parabens or a deodorant's got a bit of aluminium, and you look at that on its own and you say, look, you know, they're very tiny amounts of chemicals, and the data, there's no significant link. And it's true, you know, if you just use that item with nothing else, the risk would be infinitesimally small. However, we don't, do we? We have a shower gel, we then, you know, maybe have a shampoo, maybe a deodorant. And there's a very good paper looking at, as you just said, the toxic load throughout the day. And you combine that with maybe some phytoestrogens in your or xenoestrogens in your food, some aluminium or maybe parabens. And that total load has been investigated, and it's the total load which matters. And that's not published on the back of individual products. They don't often compare their product in combination with 10 others which are similar. And that's why they get by, you know, that's why they don't get banned. But I always say to people, look, if you want to reduce, you know, I actually make my own cream. You know, I don't buy commercial creams. Hence, I've not been sponsored by L'Oreal to give a talk, obviously. So I just get, you know, extra virgin olive oil and some essential oils and some unprocessed. There's like shea butter you can get, which has not been industrially processed, and just mix it up with some emulsifiers, and that's what we use. I use it on my kids who've got a bit of eczema, because it's got no polyphenols and no preservatives, no scent apart from what's in the essential oils. But of course they're very difficult to make commercially because they go off, you know, they get fungus on top of them within 4 weeks. So you know, I think it's important, you know, and that's what I emphasize in the book, you know, try to limit the amount. If you take deodorants, just use them on days which really matter. You know, if you've got your first date or an important business meeting. But don't just slap them on every day, you know, because it's the amount of you're taking every day of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm really glad we're having this conversation. As a side note, I know you say that you can't cook, but if you were to do another book, it sounds like you could do a beauty book with creams and potions and everything else.
I think it is a bugbear that you go to a dermatologist and instantly you get, you know, steroid cream, and you look at the bases in the cream and it's all hydrocarbons, scents, preservative, pesticide. Nobody seems to talk about that. You know, I think there's a, you know, there are other people interested in this. But I think this is where commercialism isn't good. You know, everyone's worried about the price, and these big companies have to make hundreds of thousands of a product, and it has to last for 3 or 4 years in order for them to make any money, which is they need to. But, you know, I think there's a role for this smaller, more bespoke companies who can make sort of fresh products without these chemicals added.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a local beauty industry that's waiting to revolutionize currently how we buy beauty products. Because like you said, you know, if you were to just mix all those products into a little pot and then put it on the shelf, it would go off, which is why you need those preservatives to make it shelf stable and drive the price down. But these products would be pretty fantastically expensive otherwise.
It depends, you know, if we're more used to buying locally and buying off small wholesalers. So, you know, it is possible. Yeah.
This is probably going to be a difficult question to answer, but do you think, obviously in combination with the other effects of sedentary lifestyle, low vitamin D, poor diets, would that toxic load have an impact on lifestyle related illnesses that we're seeing today?
Yes, I mean, I think with the exception of dementia, which is sort of going up, as you know, it's a very rapidly increasing disease. Not just because people are getting older. You know, I think if you've got toxins, I think they can directly affect the brain, even if you're healthy in other ways. Mm-hmm. But for other diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, pancreatitis, I think there is clearly a balance. You know, you can get away with it. It's a bit like the barbecue story. You can get away with it. I mean, I probably drink a couple of glasses too many on a Friday evening. You know, I have tried to convince myself it's just the resveratrol, but you know, there are lots of negatives in alcohol. Alcohol itself is a toxin. You know, let's not fool ourselves. But you know, it's a balance. If you eat that with, you know, if you have a good meal with it, you know, and then you go for a run the next day, it's all about the balance, you know, and getting the balance right, rather than putting people in a, you know, in a sort of on a pedestal and criticizing every move they take. And I believe balance is it. And you know, the same with sunbathing. There was a famous thing called slip slap slop in Australia to get people to slip on a hat, slop on the sun cream, and I said nobody mentioned food and or smoking. You know, if you smoke in the sun, you've got two lots of carcinogen damaging your sun. And it's been shown over and over again that increases skin damage. On the other hand, if you drink a glass of red wine, eat some hummus and some olives, those counterbalance the direct damage from the sun. In fact, I saw a paper the other day saying something like dietary sunscreens, they're called. So, you know, if you're going to go in the sun, which we all enjoy, and it's good for you to a certain extent, you know, make sure you have fruit and vegetables and herbs and spices that day.
I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full-length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.